right, praise God. Praise God. Watching radio, representing East Coast, live radio out of New York. Jeez. My God, there's weird stuff going on here. Yeah, so my Behringer board here I've had for, you know, all these years suddenly has a blue light on it. And I don't know where it came from. Anyway, listen, this is crazy. I'm telling you. I got to take a picture of this. Yeah, just blue light out of nowhere. I'm going to put it on Facebook. Turn blue. It's the end of the world, people. I mean, let me just be real with you. This thing is running down much quicker than you think. And yeah, the mixing board's all dirty, so don't judge it. It's been around a long time. We're gonna get Scott Hessler on the line, and Redbeard, the return of Redbeard. Let's get Redbeard on now. Probably knock off Redbeard to get Hessler on that line. And JW will patch him in. Jeez, that blue light is just so weird.
Hello?
Yeah, you there, Mongoose?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, I had somebody call me today and say we like Redbeard. I'm glad you got no name.
Yeah, that's the way it happens, though.
Just a man with no name, right?
I guess so.
I'm getting JW on the line.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey!
He's back, Jimmy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. We have to forgive him. Goodness. Every 18 months, we forgive him. Right? And then I don't even know if we're going to make it this next 18 months the way it's going.
Well, he's like a bad penny. He just keeps turning up.
Well, you know, at least he's seeing what's going on, okay? It took me a lot to get him to finally, I guess it was the Billy Joel song, right, JW, that did it for you? I mean, that was...
Yeah. Well, I would say that, definitely. But there's a lot going on here with this virtual... You know, dismissal of the word of God and all this. This is like crazy stuff. But
yeah,
like you said, all power is being handed over. I agree. And it's probably going to get worse.
Oh, my God. I've been locked out. I don't know what's going... Something weird going on with all my passwords. I mean, what the hell was that? Is that... I got a ground on my system or is that somebody else? Oh, my God. Well, who is that?
It's probably me.
Oh, my God, bro. What the hell happened to you?
Hey, just cut me loose. I think it's his phone.
Are you a damnable heresy here?
No, we had the earthquake here today, and his phone's been...
Yeah, let me just review that. Jimmy hasn't been on all summer. People are like, what happened to Redbeard? We get him, finally he gets his phone fixed, and then an earthquake comes and destroys it again. I mean, what's the odds of that?
Well, I got hit with the earthquake because I'm only about 30 miles from Jimmy, and I got hit this morning, too, but my phone's fine.
Yeah, of course. Of course your phone is fine. But Jimmy, no. All summer, we trying to get him on, Redbeard. And, we're going to have to cut you loose. You're just an abomination.
All right, man. Talk to you later. Bye.
Later, Jimmy.
Man, he sounds like a 24-hour ground loop. All right, so we got the line open, Hessler. All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to scroll through some of my talking points here, okay? On a side note, Faith Radio Project, I'm getting massively backlogged, okay? So give me some patience with that because I just got, you know, Kimberly wants 20, some other guy wants 6, and then I got a bunch of people here that need them. One guy had one set up at Sloan Kettering, and he's blasting it in the whole hallway. He had brain cancer. He's home now. It's in remission, praise God. But he blew up his Faith Radio, so the wife called me. And wanted another one. I was supposed to send two, but I just sent her one. So I have to catch up, okay? So forgive me for that. Because
did I even mention the three that I've been waiting for 3 years?
Or you know what? Remind me on that. Because I get backlogged, okay? I get emails. I get voicemails. And at the end of the day, it's like, you got to understand what happened. A a phenomenon. Now, I'm going to get into this because I had a folder that said Faith Radio, and I would just copy and paste to the SD chips. SD chips have never changed. I have a case of them. And all of a sudden, when this whole Mandela quantum effect thing started, all of a sudden I couldn't copy to the chip anymore. The files grew 8 megabytes, or probably more, because I had space right available, you know, initially. So somehow, words have grown, the files have grown, and I'm like, how did that happen? And now I got a blue light on my mixing board. I never remembered it. Now, where did this come from? Why is there a blue light on my mixing board? It's never was blue. So, you know what? No, I'm loony. What do you want me to say? I don't remember. I've had this board 17 years. I just posted it on my wall. It's crazy. So now I got to go look at the old pictures of the board because it used to be red. So this is
that Mandela effect is getting on you, Rich. Watch out.
Dude, it's not even funny. I know my board. I've had this board for years. So here's the thing. Oh, God, I can't even look at this light right now. Listen, this is unbelievable. Let me tell you something right now. Faith Radio Project, little backlogged. I told you how to redo all the files because of what happened. A phenomena happened and the files grew. Listen, maybe I'm not even in this world. Maybe this is just a bad dream. And it's just going on? I don't know. But the Faith Radio Project, get a hold of us. Toll free, 877-734-6327. You can write me. A lot of people have been sending mail here. You can just mail us, Richard Keltner, Watchman Radio, M-E-N, if you could. And that's going to be 47 West Lake Drive. That's two words, West Lake Drive. And that's Patchogue, like Patch. It's Patchogue, New York, 11772. Toll free again, 877-734-6327. With that out of the way, understand that we're going to get these faith radios caught up again because I got to make a bunch of, I'm already charging a bunch over there in the other room. With that being said, I want to get going because I want to talk about these changes and the coming great deception. Incidentally, the chat box, people have been messaging me how to get in the chat box. How do we get in the chat box, they say? That's kind of a mystery. We used to have a link. It was easy. Things are getting harder. Now you got to go to the H. You have to actually type in a URL, if you know what that is. So it's going to be http://, you know what that is. And then it's going to be mixlr.com/watchmenradio with an E, watchmen, M-E-N. So that'll get you into the chat box. This great deception that is coming. This is what I feel the Lord has impressed upon me. I haven't had a prophetic insight on it. Scott Hessler is going to be on, and I just mentioned it, and boom, he said, that's it. So, and then after I got off the phone with Scott and said this to him, I went on YouTube, and boom, there was a video talking about this very thing, and I felt that was confirmation also, multiple. And this all happened in a matter of 30 minutes. This is what I feel. Again, it's an unction. It's not a prophetic insight. Like, I get a dream. I got a dream that Trump would win the primary. Everybody made fun of me right on my wall. All those people have miraculously disappeared except maybe two or three. But, you know, that was a prophetic insight. I had faith in that, and I stepped out, and I said, hey, this is what the dream portrayed. Now, this insight that I'm getting now is an unction or a feeling, what I see, the perception I'm getting of what I'm homing in on as I just look at things through the eyes of the Spirit. Many of us do that, right? We try to discern. So, I believe, I'm just going to say it, I believe a great deception is coming in the form of an alien-type revealing. And the reason I say this is because I believe that our entire life we've been kind of programmed or been led along that bread, you know, a little bit bread on the path there for that, haven't we? With Hollywood, with the mysteries, when they see the fields pressed down, the fields all have writing in them. this
crop circle.
Crop circle, I'm sorry. And a lot of them, if you look, are like a Mandela pattern. This deception, I believe, is coming. It sounds crazy, but I believe it's going to be a great deception in the form that we as humanity here were created by another being, other beings that are a higher level of understanding than us, or something of that nature. And this deception is going to come along those lines. I could be wrong, but this is the kind of feeling I'm getting of what's happening. That we're being set up for a great falling away, where people are going to be led to believe, because there's going to be power involved. There already is power involved, because the people that can see are seeing things change in the realm. They've tapped into a way to play God for a season, and not entirely play God, but they've tapped into a way to alter the dark matter, the glue that holds matter, the molecular structure together. Whoop-de-doo. Good for you. Okay, listen, at the end of the day, no matter what man could do to you, and kill, they can kill the body, they can do anything to you, they can't do anything to your spirit. Amen? So, you know, at the end of the day, we win here. So whatever game they want to play, whether they are using the quantum computing through CERN, which I believe they are. I believe they are, because CERN, like I told you a couple weeks ago, rewrote history that they invented the internet, and they did not invent the internet, okay? I've been around, but way before the internet was started, computers, and their name never was in the mix, okay? Never was. So somehow, Book of Daniel, rewriting history, times, and laws are being altered. So, this is not a conspiracy theory. Some people say, hey, look, this is just a conspiracy theory. This is a phenomenon. When you have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people that tell you, hey, look, Volkswagen was always spelled, you know, V-O-L-K-S-W-A-G-O-N here in America. And then, you know, they have evidence and hundreds of clippings from, you know, old newspapers with the actual O in wagon, not Wagen, like it's spelt now. You go look at Volkswagen, it's Volkswagen. I called my friend. He actually was going by, my friend Butch. He goes, I'm going by now one. I don't believe it. And boom, it's like, wow, it's Wagon. So, you see what I'm saying? This is a fast-moving thing. Now, this is all a lead-up, I believe, for this great deception, this coming great deception, where some other being is going to portray itself as being God and the creator, and that these religions were routine, whatever, experience, whatever that they set up. It's all going to be a lie, but it could cause many that were weak in faith initially to stumble away. So great falling away might be a lot greater than we ever thought. Okay, we always thought, hey, the great falling away was just the apostasy, kicking around in Oldstein's camp and over here with feathers and gold and giggling and twitchers. But hey, it might be a lot bigger than you ever thought. Okay, because the level of deception we're seeing now, the subtlety of the deception we're seeing now, is pretty intense, if you have eyes to see. Now, scripture change I'll get into in a minute that I've noticed this week that are kind of annoying, but just some common things that can jar you into opening your eyes to see what's going on, that they have been altering reality around us. Sounds a little crazy, but if you just meditate and hear me out for a minute, you're going to see what I'm saying is real. The Canon logo this week, you know, Canon cameras, C-A-N-O-N. You look at that logo, the C now grow like a Dracula fang. It has a fang on it now, and the O is slanted. Never was like that. Okay, I've had Canon printed, Canon cameras, you know, all over the house. Now the logo has a fang on it, like a fang. Colt rifle now, the C goes all the way around like a snake if you look at the Colt logo for Colt rifle, which I'm very familiar with. And if you want to see what the Colt logo used to look like, just look at the Houston Colt 45s. They took the logo from the Colt logo. So you could just say, go look at the Colt 45 logo. That's what the C used to look like. Not anymore. So you look at the Colt 45, Houston Colt 45, and then you match it up to Colt logo. And you're like, what happened here? Did they ever really match it from the Colt? No, because they look different now, because things are changing. But you have a reference to the Houston Colt 45s. The Lord and Taylor. this just changed this way. You look at the Lord and Taylor sign now, it looks like a scrambled maniac insanity. It just, the word Lord, you can't even read it anymore. It's just a scribble and mush up. It looks just look like vomit. Okay, it's unbelievable. Go look at the Lord and Taylor. Now, I know Lord and Taylor. I've seen it thousands of times. I've worked in malls doing, you know, with setting up security. Lord and Taylor, all right here in Bayshore. It never was scribbled like that. Okay, and on and on. So, you know, the movie Natural Born Killers now that has the Route 666 instead of Route 66. Okay, and if you remember that movie, it was Route 66 from Route 66 here in America. But now it changed to Route 666. So, you know, these are all showing us the path of the Antichrist, the path of the beast that's coming. These are all these wicked changes you're seeing are a lead up. You're seeing logos shift and get more sharp on edges, and the seeds grow fangs, and the cult goes around like a snake now, and all these things. All these logos are becoming more deviant. Take a step back and look at them. We're entering into a deviant realm, a realm of high-level wickedness. You look at
Rich, the question is, though, quick, about you said they were beta testing now. Is all power handed over yet? Or is it they pay
you know what? You know what?
Give
Scott that question. He has an answer for
it.
Okay. Now, this movie, Natural Born Killers, Route 666 now. It used to be Route 66, which here is a real road. The A-Team, it was my favorite show as a kid. I used to watch A-Team all the time. You remember Mr. T? Damn fool. Remember him? You know, the A-Team, the guy, Stan the Man, that lived across the street from me had a black van. And it was a black van. I said, this is like the A-Team van. I was like a little kid. I loved the black van. And, you know, even my mother can attest to that. I mean, it was a black van in the A-Team. Now, the van, all of a sudden, boom, became two tones. It now is gray and black. Go take a look at it. You know, double check what I'm telling you. If you remember, like me, it's crazy, you know, what you're seeing. But we know what has happened. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9. This is the ushering in. The great falling away is mixed in with this. Remember, alien deception. You remember this dome, the flat earth. All these things are being formulated to say, hey, look, the earth is set up by another alien life force. Okay? This is going to be a great falling away, right? If it goes down like this. Now, the Da Vinci painting of the Last Supper. I mean, it's unbelievable. We all know that painting. Just go take a look at it. Now Jesus has got a plastic Kmart cup in front of him. It's a clear plastic cup. You know, if you had a barbecue and you had plastic cups and you had little apple juice, you know, they all got plastic cups in the Da Vinci painting of the Last Supper. Where did the plastic cups come from? Michelangelo, Adam and God. God is now lowered. He used to be up, reaching down to Adam, remember? Go look at it now. They're both on the same level and touching now. All a sign. I'm putting God and man same level. You see what's going on? Again, the Scarecrow's got a gun now in the Wizard of Oz. He's running around with a gun. Okay? Check it out. Reference to God in the King James. All the capital H's. He. You remember all capital H's? Giving respect to the Lord, and we used to see it and love it. Not anymore. They're all lowercase h's. In my opinion, this great deception is coming rather quickly. I don't know exactly when. I don't know exactly if it's going to go down the way I said, but keep an eye open for this, people. Pray about it for sure, like I'm going to have to, because, again, it's nothing I receive prophetically. But this alien deception can go mainstream real easy. At this point, the stupidity of people today, IQs are at all-time low, and people are ready to fall for something so stupid because their faith in the Lord is so low. A lot of people, not us, the believers of Christ, but there's some that could get fished away with this great falling away, this great deception that could be coming. Like I said, if this is the great deception, as I might feel it might come. The devil really gets his heyday by making you fall from your faith, not just killing you, but if he can lure you from your faith, that's one of his great joys. And he tried to do that to Jesus in the wilderness. He used Job's wife to, you know, curse God and die. You know, just any type of doubt, trying to drag you away from your faith to discourage you and to have you move away from your anchor in Christ. Very important in this hour. Dig deeper. And you might say, well, a lot of the verses have changed in Scripture and it's hard for you to concentrate. And I can understand that. But in this hour, just meditate on the Lord and meditate on the Word and gather around other brethren that are seeing changes so we can move and weave away from deceptions. I think it's very important in this hour, forsake not the gathering, for those especially that are able to see a lot of these deceptions going on, like Scott, like Zoe, a lot of other people, Redbeard. Dream I had a couple months ago. Where I mentioned it on the air a couple months ago, where I saw verses changing, complete verses, not just words. And now I believe that it's beginning to happen, and I'll give you the verse, specifically two verses that look, not, I don't remember them, okay? And that's in Ezekiel 39, verse 17 and 18. I don't remember this verse, this manner. And I'm going to read it to you. And it says, "And thou, son of man, thus saith the Lord God, speak unto every feathered fowl, and to every beast of the field, assemble yourselves and come. Gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice, that I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that ye may eat flesh and drink blood. Ye shall eat flesh of the mighty and drink the blood of the princes of the earth." Okay, so this verse just looks strange to me. Pray about this, because this whole drinking blood thing is complete abomination to the Lord. Unless it was the prophetic type and foreshadow of Christ, of course. But when we read about this, is drink and be drunk of the blood, you have to think about Revelation 17. Is this the hour we're in? Is this verse changing in this way to drink the blood and be drunk of the animals? Is that he's saying be drunk in the blood? Is this a sign of for us to point to right now to Revelation 17? It says, "I saw a woman drunken in the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Christ." So, you know, we're heading into a season of great persecution, of course. But this verse, this drinking of the blood with the animals, God commanding animals to drink blood, I just don't remember it. Do you, JW?
No, I don't remember that at all. I guess I'm saying a lot of these things are changing.
So that's like the Dracula. that's like the Dracula verse now. And, of course, the canon symbol grew a fang. The sea's got, they call that the Dracula sea now. Again, Revelation 17, there's a cross parallel there now that never existed in Scripture. It's there now. You can parallel those verses from Revelation 17 of being drunk in the blood and to Ezekiel 39:17. You got a new parallel that never used to exist. So, again, the whole understanding of this confusion also is rooted in this CERN, I believe, cracking veils, doing things they ought not to do. There are certain realms in the spirit that I believe are being augmented and opened up. And I believe they're doing ritual at CERN. I think what they did, that mock sacrifice when they killed the girl in front of the statue a couple weeks ago, and they said it was a joke. You know, I believe that was plain sight. The plain sight rule, I believe that. And I believe by them doing the sacrifice, they're plain sighting it. They get more power that way or whatever. And I believe what they're doing over there is demonic realm. There's no reason to be running around in black robes 3:30 in the morning on a nuclear power facility, which should have security. How do you get 13 people in black robes and a woman laying in front of the Statue of Sheba with a fake knife going into her neck? And why would you even joke about that anyway? When they CERN released a statement, oh, it's a joke. Okay, it's a joke. But what? Why? And it's just unbelievable that this is going on at the same time all this stuff's going on. Revelation 17:8. The beast out thou saw it and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they beheld the beast that was and is not and yet is. Complete confusion in the name of this beast. The beast is a name that was and is not and yet is. And we're in a time of great confusion, in my opinion, right now. The only anchor and the only hope you possibly can offer somebody in this hour is Christ. Now, I've seen people having nervous breakdowns that their eyes are being opened to this changes. They're literally having breakdowns. You go to Reddit, there's people trying to minister to them. And I've seen people minister to them like Gandhi stuff. You know, they're doing like mind meditations. They're going the wrong direction. We need to, in this hour, do everything we can to reach out to these traumatized folks that are saying, whoa, my reality is different. I'm seeing this. What's going on? And that point, what I've found in these cases, those folks are very ripe for the kingdom. They are definitely moldable for the Lord. The Lord would seek those because God is allowing them to see for a reason. And in the same token, they need an answer. And the only answer is the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the only way they're going to make it. It's the only way they're going to sustain for what's coming. And again, I label this show The Coming of the Great Deception because I believe that this avenue that is being laid out right now is going to be a great falling away, a great deception. If you're not rooted and real in Christ in this hour, you can get blown away. You could get blown away. This is going to be much bigger than the feather revivals, the laughing revivals, the prosperity message, which we all thought was the great falling away. Guess what? It's going to be bigger. It's going to be a great falling away. There's going to come a great deception that's going to look believable. It could have some power. It's going to have power mixed in with it. And if it's got power mixed into it, that could be dangerous. Because power, when people see reality being shifted and things of that nature in the sky and the earth and the heavenlies, you know, they tend to lean. Hey, this must be it. This must be it. And they can't sustain through the storm. The storm of deception. So, anchoring in the faith in this hour, very, very important. Amen? Amen. JW, you're going to have your opportunity to ask Minister Scott. Minister Scott Hensler is going to be joining us right now. Hold on.
I called Jimmy again. We don't want him.
What a terrible phone that guy has. He's supposed to, like, laugh or something? Hold on.
I am here.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing, sir?
Good.
I got JW on the line.
Hey, Scott. How you doing, man?
Good.
You hear him okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is great. We're live on WWCR tonight. Today I got a call from a guy out in the wilderness of Arizona. Shouts out to you that he's got a radio, a shortwave radio. There's people out there with shortwave radio. You know what? Praise God that people are still with the radios. I believe that is a wonderful outlet because I believe there's a lot of monitoring going on through the internet and a lot of it's just not as safe as we think as far as what's going on. And, you know, in this hour, Scott, now, Scott, you got a new broadcast. It's called the Aluminum Hat Club.
It's tinfoilhatclub.com.
Okay. That's Scott's new broadcast, which he's touching on a lot of these things. I didn't know that Scott was discerning what's going on. And when I called him today, when I talked to Sammy, I'm like, you know, I'm scared to talk to anybody because they might think I'm whacked. So I'm like, I'm just going to call Scott. So we called Scott, and it turns out Scott is seeing what we're seeing. Now, Scott is a very well-reserved minister, okay? One of the most stable minds around, okay? Don't listen to me. Listen to someone like Scott. Versed in the word. We've had him on many times. People say, oh, he's Scott's versed in the word. He's a man of God. Yeah, well, guess what? Now you got to deal with the fact that this man of God is seeing these deceptions. Okay? So, very important in this hour. You know, counsel comes in a multitude.
Yes.
So, Scott, I would yield the mic over to you for a minute to just home in a little bit on what we've been discussing.
Yeah, I was listening. Let me refresh everyone exactly who I am. If you want to call me a deliverance minister, that's fine. I do exorcisms. So I deal with the occult. I deal with those who are demonized, demon-possessed. And the altering and the changes of those things I've been seeing does point towards the subject matter of which you talked tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Julie Flores and I work together. She is an occult forensics expert. She was in the occult herself. She has a lot of insights that others wouldn't. And between the two of us, what we've been uncovering has been absolutely mind-altering, and it is a representation of how the end of days is going to be.
Mm.
Now, you were talking about CERN. I want to add a little more to that, that cyclotronics, which is technology used by cell phones, smart meters, Gwen towers, different things to inject radio waves into a person's mind. They've got it to the point where they can absolutely erase memory, put new memories in. They can read the mind. They can actually see through your eyes now. They can hear through your ears. Their main base is established in Colorado.
Mm.
So what we have today is we have a whole new realm that we were never prepared for, because we were, you know, in my field, I was dealing with fallen angels and demons and, you know, mental illness and all these other things. Now we have synthetic demonic. We have synthetic demons. And all this does seem to be based with CERN. CERN, I believe, is the main catalyst for setting the stage electronically for everyone to be experiencing something that is much like the demonic.
Mm.
Now, when it comes to quantum physics, when it comes to jumping time, going back in time, you're talking about the words being altered. Names are being changed. Julie and I have been discussing this quite a bit on the show, that what they're doing is they're going back and they're changing things. And you say, well, why would they even want to do that? Well, one of the things is to cause disruption within a person himself to question themselves. If you have doubt, if you disagree, then you'll have division. So when you have division with other people, you're not going to have, you know, conformity or the understanding of coming together.
Yeah.
Now, when a person is double-minded, then they question themselves, or they're constantly in some type of turmoil that does not bring resolution to a subject. So a person is always off kilter, always off base. Now, you talk about the great deception. Well, that is really the ultimate plan. When we see the book of Revelation, what they're going to do, that those who are really not grounded in Jesus Christ, that those that may call themselves, those who I refer to as false converts, then they'll be easily swept away into this coming deception, that maybe, you know, they'll accept that their lies, that we were created by aliens or something along that line, when in reality we're talking about the seed of Satan. We're talking about reptilians. We're talking about hybrids and clones, those things that are all part of the Illuminati, all part of the New World Order, and their technologies. And CERN is one of the bases of this. Now, you were talking about, I think you said cult, that now is the emblem of the snake.
Yeah.
Aurora Borealis, that's the snake that eats itself. Well, that's an indication that they've then consumed. They've now taken over. They've now have control, or they have brought everything into themselves. And this is what the Illuminati wants. Now, the other thing is the reason that this is happening is because of sin. It's the rejection of Jesus Christ. It's the rejection of God. When the occult, Freemasonry, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, when they do something, they tell us what they're going to do. Now, Julie's an expert in gematria. She's able to decipher whether it's the media, whether it's TVs, movies, anything like that, or just numbers in itself. Well, they're always telling us what they're going to do. But since we have not been wise as serpents, since we do not understand the spirit realm and our knowledge of deficiency in this, then we perish from lack of knowledge. So since there's no opposition against the Illuminati, even though they tell us what they're going to do, then God gives them permission to go to the next step. And so we have today a church, I don't even call them asleep. They're apostasy. They're not doing the great commission of Jesus Christ.
Wow.
If people have been delivered, if people had been set free, their minds would be able to comprehend what's going on. Now, again, with this new technology, or it's actually fallen angel technology. It's been around a long time, but they're really bringing, you know, everything at us at one time. On the show Tinfoil Hat Club, in the beginning, you know, the admiral or general that was giving the speech talks about everything coming at us at all angles at the same time. Well, that's what they want to do. They want to absolutely overwhelm us. Now, the only way they're able to do that is the perfection of nanotechnology, okay, the arrangement of atoms differently than the normal molecular structure to make molecular machines, the altering of physics. With this, they can make hybrids. With this, they can make clones. With this, they can combine artificial intelligence, machine, and human flesh. So many of the people that you see out there, whether they're in office, whether they're in the military, law enforcement, they're not even human. Now, with the cloaking of the reptilian, and I'm not sure where you go with that, but see, here's the thing. The fact that I'm getting people who are experiencing this, there's a whole different category of demonization, meaning that they're actually seeing things that are of physical, that are of hybrid. They're not just of the demonic experience. So they're taken to another fright level. And that's the other thing, is to bring fear into God's people when we're told not to have fear. And so by allowing our mind to run away with it, you know, also because of the technology of psychotronics, you know, inducing things into our minds, then we're not still being still and recognizing that God's in control. We're in a panic. We're in a fear. We're grabbing at things. And that's exactly where they want us, because it takes our mind off of Jesus. When we get delivered, when we get the demons out, when we get healed, then the Holy Spirit can speak to us, because we don't have the influences of the demonic. And so since the church has not been doing deliverance, then we have millions of people who are in very, very bad shape. And it's heartbreaking, because the battles in the mind, the torments in the mind, and with this psychotronics, we're also seeing a high number of what we call targeted individuals. They're using satellites. They're, again, with Wi-Fi and smart meters, with cell phone apps. You know, you've heard of the ELF, those things of microwave combined together, have absolutely changed the dynamics of the end days. And so with CERN being able to breach the veil, breach the spirit realm, the second heaven, those things of the third and fourth dimension, and I mentioned earlier when we were talking that scientists have finally admitted there's 11th, 12th, and 13th dimensions. There's a whole physics here that we as just citizens aren't aware of. Now, they're using this to their advantage to bring in the end times. So now we have entities that are coming from, whether you want to call it another planet, whether another dimension, maybe those things that were once bound in chains are now free. And so Julie and I both are seeing an absolute change that is going to bring absolute chaos. Now, in 2005, I had a vision that was given to me after coming back from doing a deliverance. And what I saw was mass hysteria, mass insanity. At the time, I equated it to just a great number of demonization finally taking place because the protection of God had been lifted. But now I'm seeing through electronic means as well. Now, demons are opportunists. They hate us. They'll do anything to destroy us. So I believe there's a combination taking place that since those who are controlling this, those who have assembled this, that operate this, they themselves are demon-possessed. And or they are reptilian, they're not human, they are completely taken over. So the two different segments are working hand-in-hand, combining together for this. And that's where we're at. And so if you're not in Christ, if you're not set, if you're easily swayed, if you're double-minded, you'll be the one that they will, sweep away and this great falling away.
You know, we touched on that earlier about the veils that we believe have been that's been an opening. Now, incidentally, CERN had told the Wall Street Journal that they could open the gates to hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they said they were joking. But you know, why would you joke about that? You know, I mean, it seems like they're joking about stuff that's just weird. Like, they did the satanic sacrifice a couple weeks ago, and then they said that was a joke, right? Is that a form of plain sight, just joking?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And in fact, Julie was looking at how many steps the guy walked, the time frame, the people involved, where they were located, and to her opinion, everything was done according to the occult. So there is a system, there is a math, just like Freemason used geometry. They have reasoning, logic for them. It doesn't mean anything to us, but numbers are very important to them. Timing is very important to them. The meaning of things as they bring it into like the pyramid, the all-seeing eye, the number 33. All of these have something that to them means the acceptance of the spirit realm, an acknowledgement of what's taking place. And it also speaks to those people who are in the occult that are not directly connected with CERN, that when they see this, they know that it's real because of the formation, the numbers, and the way that they did it.
Yeah, it's like sort of a signal.
Exactly.
Yeah, a signal. Now, JW had a question for Scott.
Well, Scott, now they're just dabbling now, right? They haven't hit the full power on this thing because the key to the bottomless pit hasn't been opened, because if it was, all this stuff would be streaming to the surface. Now, I know Anthony Pat spoke about a computer code that they're trying to unlock with numbers that's like a key. Is that relative right now? I mean, how close are we? I mean, we're supposed to be sealed as Christians on our foreheads from this with the word of God. Amen? So who's protected, and where are they in this thing right now at the level of where we're at in 2016? I mean, how long is it going to be before they unlock this key?
Well, time, I certainly can't tell you, but when we read the book of Revelations, there is an order of things, regardless of whatever's been taught to you. These things take place, then this happens, so 1, 2, 3. So there's still things that need to take place, but have they unlocked the pit? Well, the pit is a dimension. A pit is the area stored of those in ancient times that have committed abominations that God put away for the last times. But we must remember that God is still in control. So as long as the faith is being proclaimed, as long as Jesus has not been completely removed, there's still going to be an intervention. God is still in control. Have they achieved it? Yes. Has the switch been turned 100%? Probably not. But it doesn't take 100% to cause absolute chaos. Just like today, the earthquake, right?
Yeah.
When I was in Taiwan, and I was there for 3 months, a strong earthquake happened, and I ran out of the building to find myself underneath electrical wires that were arcing. So I had to make a decision. Did I want to get electrocuted, or did I want, you know, rocks to fall on me? Well, I chose to go back in the building. So at one point in time, everyone's going to make a decision because of the duress that they're under. So it's not going to be something that will drop like a bomb. There's going to be things that will be elevated to a level we're not used to. And in that is where our decisions are made. So do they have the keys? Have they already done it? You betcha. And I'll tell you why. Because CERN is a controlled nuclear detonation. And when they were exploding the atom bomb, you know, during the 40s and 50s, they were actually witnessing creatures coming through that veil. And so there was an understanding that they needed to stop doing it because they had things that come in. Now they're able to control it. Wow. Now they're able to pick and choose what happens. But you need to remember that these people were being used by the demonic.
That's right.
They think they have control of it. They don't. They're just as in every bit of trouble that we are. Mm. Now, we have the seal of God on our forehead. Our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
That's right.
We also see that Lucifer wears down the saints. There's going to be those who are martyred. There's those who are killed. So I would rather die in the commission of the Great Commission of Jesus Christ than to be lured away and walk away from my faith. So I would rather lose my life, and if that's the case while I'm doing this, then so be it, because eternity is for forever. Our life is a flash in the pan. So here's the other thing. To look at it that way causes fear, okay? So in this, when we fear, then we'll do something we wouldn't normally do. And God tells us not to have fear. 2 Timothy 1:7, I have not given you a spirit of fear. And so just understand that, and by the way, those listening that are targeted individuals, if you're having synthetic demons, meaning that there's things in your mind being projected by radio waves, or you actually have demons, what I've been teaching on my show is to understand the difference, to put things in their place, because we fear the unknown. And once you realize that it's actually a psyops or cyber technology out of Boulder, Colorado, where some guy's sitting behind a counter with a computer and he's messing with your head, you'll be more apt to be more responsible with your reaction, saying, you know what, that makes me mad. How dare you do that? Instead of flipping out and thinking you need to take your life or it's all over with, just understand this whole thing is a lie to get you to do something you wouldn't normally do.
Wow. Yeah, I mean. Now, Scott, we touched on earlier in the broadcast that I had felt, and I talked to you earlier about it, but then I got like another confirmation when we hung up, that there could quite possibly be a coming of a where aliens go mainstream, you know, where there could be a great deception coming in the form of aliens.
Yeah, the Vatican's even talked about that when they come in, which again for the telescope, you know, in Arizona, keeping an eye on things. But that's also that's a physical. Now, again, with the opening of the veil, as these creatures come in, we're going to be seeing things that, you know. So we have the creatures that surround the king, the throne of God, referred to as creatures. So since Satan does not create, but he corrupts, he mimics, then there are things that we would not be able to relate to. Otherwise, we think of an angel or a fallen angel as still being some human-like creature. I believe that these things are going to be so hideous that again, men's hearts will fail them for fear.
Yeah.
And then We also have the hybrids, we have the clones, we have those things that they've created in labs, and so as above, so below. So we have things below us in the ground, such as insectoids, reptilians that, you know, in New Mexico and other places around the world that will be unleashed. So it's going to be a combination of things.
Wow. Wow. I will say, you know, Scott, I mean, I mean, in the past year, I mean, it just seems like there's been an escalation of craziness in the land. And I would bid to say that we're really approaching the day of the Lord. I mean,
yes.
I mean,
yes.
We're close.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the job that I've taken, is to prepare those who will listen, those who understand that we've got a job to do.
Mm.
Corporately, we're to stand, and in that we stand against the wiles of the enemy. We expose evil. We take back what the enemy has stolen from us. The great commission of Jesus Christ, Matthew 28, we heal the sick, we set the captives free. We do those things commanded by Jesus to continue till his return, and that's to make disciples of all men. One of the reasons we went to the new show, Tinfoil Hat Club, from my normal show, Scott Hensler Network, was that most of the people listening were Christians, but they really weren't understanding the things that are happening. They were rejecting it. We had a lot of opposition. Of course, a lot of Christians don't even believe in deliverance.
Mm.
Well, I've been doing it 16 years. The miracles that have happened, the people who have been set free, how do you deny that? Plus, that is what Jesus told us to do.
Amen.
And so we decided then, well, you know what? If we're to go out and preach the gospel and make disciples of all men, then we need to reach those people in the occult. Because one, they have an understanding of the spirit realm that apparently normal Christians don't. And so we've got a whole new audience, and so we're witnessing to get everyone prepared.
Mm.
Because, you know, when it does happen, they're going to turn off the internet, the cell phones are going to turn off, we're not going to be able to communicate, and so those that normally are used to this, that in itself brings anxieties.
Yeah.
You take a cell phone away from a child, is you know, a teenager, they'll drop into a fetal position. When we lose communication, people are going to panic. And so corporately, as we come together under the Holy Spirit, we'll have that connection. We'll have that ability to hear from the Lord. Because, you know, we need to remember that God is going to pour out his Spirit. And when that takes place, make sure that you are approved to receive it.
Mm. Well, yeah. You've heard it tonight. Scott is confirming the alter state of some things in this reality.
Absolutely.
And folks, we are seeing, like a 2 Thessalonians 2, 8, 9 here, where the ushering in of the lawless one will be accompanied with all power, every lying sign and wonder, every wicked deception. And this altering that we're seeing is very subtle. There are subtle changes. And if you take a step back and look at it, ask God for the eyes of the Spirit, the eyes of the Holy Ghost to unveil some of these things. Because when something's subtle, it's not necessarily going to jump out. You know, you ever see like something that's camouflaged and it's subtly moving, but it's camoed. And that's kind of how this is going. But when you have, let's say, night vision or something of that nature, or any a type of thermo, it seems a little bit easier. You know, that's kind of an analogy. But, you know, hey, we're almost at the top. So I want to give out Scott's contact information. If anyone's having traumatic, especially on Reddit.com, a lot of people are being traumatized by this. They're like, wow, my reality, I'm freaking out. And they're getting worked up and having panic attacks. And I don't want to see them get swept the other way to rekey and all this other stuff that some people are bringing them into.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're using this as an evangelizing thing for the enemy. And sure. We want to bring them over to us. So anybody that is going through any type of traumatic incident, real quick, I want to give out Scott's contact information. He will pray. We will pray with you. But Scott is very versed in helping people break free from SDA or any abuse or any type of trauma. So, Scott, you give out your contact information real quick?
Yes. Again, it's Scott Hensler, tinfoilhatclub.com. And if you just go to that website, you can Google it. All the contact information will be there, along with Julie Flores. And like I said, Julie is very, very knowledgeable on the occult. So she has been a wonderful wealth of information to help all of us understand what's going on.
Amen. God bless you, sir, and thank you for joining us. JW, you still there?
Yes, sir.
I got a tinfoil hat for you. Scott's got a tinfoil hat coming for you.
Yeah, get me one of those hats. Matter of fact, we're going to invite him out to the Healing and Deliverance Center in Gentry that's open now for the last several months.
Amen.
Scott, I want to invite you out. Come out and do a teaching here, all right, in Arkansas. Amen?
Oh, sounds good.
God bless everybody watching Radio. Be back next week by the grace of God. We love you. The Lord loves you. Scott loves you. Zoe loves you. We all love you. Peace be unto you, and we'll see you next week by the grace of God. Amen. Good night, guys.
Amen.
God bless.
Good night.
God bless.